Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Can we play this really quick? Caleb was feeling himself in postgame, and your co-host on Friday, Carmen Vitale, asked him a question in postgame yesterday about all of the play action that's been going on and him lining up under center, and Caleb got flat out sassy and confident in his response.
What is it about that part of this offense, given how big of a part of this offense that is, the play action? What is it that makes you so successful in those situations?
Yeah, I don't know. I was told I couldn't get under center and you know, turn my back to the defense. So, I don't know. No.
Oh, dig yourself.
I think...
Sassy. I love that.
I was told I couldn't get under center and you know, turn my back to the defense.
Somebody say sassy.
That's what he's doing, man.
Is it any way an ill-advised throw from, like, from point of view?
Nah, I can make any throw.
I used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. How much you want to make a bet I can throw a football over the mountains?
I can make any throw.
That kid was feeling it.
That's your quarterback.
It's really unfair. It's my team. It's my quarterback.
He was killing it.
He's been bossy lately.
Sassy. 312-640.
Sounds a little sassy.
Yeah, that's right.
If this was Sassy Land, and this was Sassy City, the capital of Sassy Land, he would be the mayor of Sassy City, and he would live in the sassiest building in Sassy City, and in his spare time, he would be the captain of this boat, the SS Sassy.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We are here with you until 6 o'clock. Spieg's got a couple of days off, so we're going to hang out and talk ball. And if the Cubs do something, maybe we'll call them, which means we won't call them. The rest of the crew is here. Alex is here. Tanny is here. That man is Big Ant Heron.
Hello, it's me.
It is you. And he's going to be here with me for the next couple of days. There's a lot of stuff for us to get done, including it's our pro day. And what perfect guy to have here on our pro day. Our pro day is Matt Forte at 3 o'clock, Matt Bowen at 4 o'clock. I've got a warning at 5 o'clock for 2026. And I am going to try and make a connection between Big Ant and Philip Rivers,
which I have no idea,
threw the Bears.
I'm very eager to hear this. I'm very excited to hear how that's going to take place.
Hey, man, I went down a rabbit hole, and I was like, oh, yeah, let's do that. And it has to do with Chris Winkie.
Okay.
I'll explain later.
Let's go.
I'll explain later. But for now, let's talk about the Bears, and let's talk about Caleb Williams. Thanks so much for all the love and support. We appreciate it. Hello to everyone who's watching on YouTube, everyone who is watching on Twitch. Yes, exactly. Sassy. Exactly.
Sassy.
that's what we are doing today. Big Ant, have you seen the matchup between the throw and the catch? For those of you who don't know what the catch is, you have to go back to Joe Montana in the 1980s. And if you look...
Before Alex Kuhn was even a thought.
Before Alex Kuhn was even a thought. And there it is. The throw and the catch. And they don't look dissimilar. Now, one was a desperation moment in a very important football game. The other one was less important, but the throw was still magnificent.
And one
from the 22 on first down. Williams on the roll.
Looking.
Directing traffic.
Throwing in the end zone.
To the end zone. He throws and it's DJ Moore.
Dwight Clark.
His second of the day.
It's a madhouse.
Chicago cashes in immediately from 22.
Look at Bill Walsh while everybody else is going wild.
I would love to be in the film room on Monday when Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams go over this play.
Dwight Clark is 6'4". He stands about 10 feet tall in this crowd's estimation.
Look at the defenders from the Browns. Grant Delpit, Tyson Campbell, they're right there to make a play on the football.
You gotta watch here. Too Tall Jones usually lines up in the middle.
And he gets it right into the hands of DJ Moore.
The spot, the kick, it is good.
Extra point is good.
Oh, what a remarkable display of the two-minute offense.
And it's 21-3, Chicago.
That's outstanding production work from Chris Tannehill, matching up the throw with the catch. Dwight Clark in the back of the end zone, Joe Montana kind of falling out of bounds, and he makes that throw. A little more zip on Caleb's throw.
Well, it had to be. It's like three times further away from the target.
Correct.
But, I mean, when you're matching him up frame by frame, and especially from the angle, like our guy over at Fox 32. So, you know, one of the producers, Joe Today.
What's up, Joe Today?
Yep, you've worked with him before at NBC, I'm pretty sure. But then Jeff Weiris, one of the long-standing photogs here in the city of Chicago.
Jeff's so good.
He caught that angle from a low end zone camera, and it just, the same way that Dwight Clark ends up appearing into frame is very similar to how DJ Moore ends up appearing in frame, seemingly out of nowhere. And, you know, once Joe posted that on Twitter the other day, then it just, you know, kind of caught fire because it was such this amazing look at, for a moment, as a defender, you're probably thinking, wait a minute, we're fine. Like, Caleb's way over there, and he's near the sideline. And, well, okay, he's throwing it. Is he throwing it away? Wait a minute, where'd DJ Moore come from? And he snatches the touchdown. And it was a really, really cool moment for the Bears because it was those two, especially because it was those two linking up in that way.
Alex Brown is not the first person to say this phrase, but he is the first person that I heard use it all the time. You have to defend every single blade of grass as a defender. Mm-hmm. And that play strikes me as that, where let's say you're a backside defender on that play and you're like, he made that throw.
Yeah.
What? Like, how did in the world did he make that throw? That's what it strikes me as. If you're a defender, you're so mad about that play because you go in all of the different elements of your defense didn't allow for you to make a play. You didn't get him. You didn't force him into a bad throw. Air quotes for those who can't see me, a bad throw. You didn't see the ball as it was zipping past your ear hole into DJ Moore's hands. I imagine that when the Browns defenders, when they looked at the tape, if they're still looking at tape in Cleveland at this point, I'm sure they were like, how did we not?
Dante Culpepper used to used to have that ability. Now, the all-around game of Dante Culpepper, it ended up plateauing at a certain point. But as he would be rolling to one side of the field, and he'd roll in the complete opposite direction, they'd go like 3-by-1 sets in Minnesota, and Randy Moss, you couldn't stop him from getting off the line on a 9 route, and then if he was stride for stride, he knew he was gone. You know, he'd throw that mailbox up, and Dante Culpepper would roll to the complete opposite hash. But he had such arm strength that he could still gun it downfield to Randy Moss. And you would see both corners and safeties throttle down because you get to a certain area, a certain point in the field where you're just assuming a human isn't going to get the ball where it needs to go. And, you know, at a certain point, you're like, okay, well, we know this is Randy Moss. We know that's Dante Culpepper. So you should be locked in for it. But as you get into the rhythm of the game as a defender and you feel like you've got a sense for where the offense is attacking you and how they're attacking you and what you need to take away, because you can't defend every single blade of grass, your job as a defender, the job for the defensive coordinator is to just see what's the most difficult pass we can get a quarterback to have to attempt, because the offense is always the last one with the marker at the dry erase board. And so they're going to be able to draw something up where someone is supposedly going to come open. But as long as we're getting them to attempt the most difficult pass to complete, then we've maybe done our job. And from there, either they're going to mess up or we're going to be in a position to make a play. And that was certainly the most difficult pass that Caleb had available to him, and even referenced it after the game. When we're thinking about muscle memory and how just these reps in game action matter, you go back to the pass that he threw too far in front of Alamide Zaccheaus against the Philadelphia Eagles. Same concept, same hero post, but where Caleb just couldn't quite get it there. Like, it was close, but it was a little too far out in front of OZ on a very similar concept against the Eagles. Now he had this opportunity and put it where it had to be to DJ Moore.
It's pretty incredible. And we know that Ben Johnson is a historian of the game. Here's what he had to say about that throw.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot to say on that. It's one I know on the sideline. I was probably vocal on the headset saying, no. Yeah. But those are the good ones. And I think that's what the really good quarterbacks do, you know. And he was able to find his guy and gave him a good ball. And I really feel like it was us or nobody, you know. It was DJ was ball to go get down and had we not been able to connect, I think it would have been incomplete. So I think Caleb was smart with it, and I think that's what he does a great job of. It's really been for a year and a half now since he's been in the NFL. He does a great job making sure he doesn't turn that ball over.
I appreciate Ben kind of vocalizing what we were all feeling in that moment. No. Yes! Because that's what we were all feeling in that moment. Except for one person, maybe two. We'll just say one, and that one person is Caleb Williams.
When I let the ball go, I'm pretty damn sure that it's not going to be a bad play. If anything, the bad play is an incompletion, and I think I've proven that over my time so far. Being here and playing football in college, so when I let it go, I think it's a good ball, and at the least, it's going to be incomplete.
Have you seen the video of it side by side with the Joe Montana's throw?
It popped up this morning. We obviously got the little bit later start this morning, so I was able to lay in my bed for another 30 minutes or so. So it popped up on social media when I was looking at it.
What did you think?
It was a cool comparison. A little bit different, situation and things like that. But I think it was a cool comparison video.
And my pass was harder.
Yeah,
he didn't say it,
but the situation.
Yeah, right.
Big difference in the situation.
No doubt.
And the Joe. Growing up, Joe was my favorite until I met Jim McMahon. I didn't actually meet Jim McMahon, but then Jim was my guy. But like Joe was the standard.
I was always more of an Elway guy, and I didn't have anything against Joe. But for some reason, Elway appealed to me because whether it's Alex Rodriguez or Barry Bonds, but one of these guys who was so incredible in the regular season, but then came up short in the postseason and in multiple Super Bowls. And it wasn't always like completely his fault or whatever, but as he's coming up short, I'm a kid at this point, it's like, oh, isn't that guy amazing? Oh, it's too bad he's not winning. And then he finally got a couple of Super Bowls at the end. A comp that I'm curious about, I don't know how closely you follow tennis, but do you remember Andy Roddick's serve and how he had that kind of short, sharp kind of boogie whip motion,
yes,
and the velocity that he could create on
Andy
his serve.
Andy Roddick served like a catcher throws.
Mm.
It's like here instead of back here.
Yeah, because you see so many other guys with powerful serves who were longer limbed than Andy Roddick, but that was that the length of their levers are part of where they generate that additional force. And Andy Roddick wasn't one of these guys who was 6'6", you know, sweeping down with the serve. But he could generate such force with that short, compact delivery. And Caleb reminds me of that in that similar way, where there's a sharpness to his compact sort of delivery and a quickness to it. But without having to have a big, you know, sort of elongated windup, he can generate so much torque and force on the ball.
It's pretty awesome to watch, and to have that comparison is dope. I think that Caleb should have a poster made of that, because to have yourself in a conversation with one of the greatest moments in NFL history, that's pretty damn cool.
Maybe after the season or something.
Oh, no, yeah. I mean, there's still a lot more to get done in 2025.
This is fun, though.
It's very fun. When we come back, is Myles Garrett going to be a Bear?
Hmm?
Am I going to get aggregated?
Hmm?
Find out next here on The Score.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Williams under pressure, gets away, Garrett chasing. Williams on the run, runs away. Myles Garrett and runs for a first down into Cleveland territory at the 38. Garrett had thoughts of a second sack today, closing in on that sack record, but he couldn't track him down.
Watch this, he's so close when he sneaks back inside right here and just misses Caleb Williams. And again, there's that unique escapability. I mean, that is dropping back, stepping up, moving to your left, and getting away from Myles Garrett. That's pretty darn impressive.
I mean, he's got great peripherals. You know, it's a lot of times it looks like his eyes are downfield and he spins out of a sack or he ducks out of one. So like when you see a guy like that, you know, it gives you a little bit of like Lamar or a little bit of Pat, you know, as far as how he moves and how he navigates through the pocket.
That is high praise from Myles Garrett. I bet he'd love to play with a quarterback like Caleb, or maybe one named Caleb. It's the Speak Going Home show. Big Ant is in for Speaks today. We'll talk with Matt Forte coming up in 10 minutes. Now, I'm saying this tongue-in-cheek because Myles Garrett was mic'd up. But I will say that the mic'd up stuff from Myles Garrett, if you wanted to look at it and go, hey, man, you want to come... You could put together a whole Clubber Lang thing. Hey, woman. You could do that and say.
Bears just sitting here in a mink coat.
Yep.
Just kind of, you know.
Cleveland sitting here. Come play with a real man.
Get out while you can. Don't get a suck of no statue.
Give him heart. It's true. Here's Myles Garrett showing some love to Case Keenum and Joe Tooney and Ozzie Trapillo.
I love you, man.
How you doing, man? I'm so pumped for you, man.
Appreciate it, bro.
Yeah, I told these boys, man. I told them about our deal we made. I was about to give you three in the first quarter. And then we
didn't get it out of there?
I didn't get it out of there.
You told them early. Appreciate you, baby.
You're the best, man.
You're the best.
You as well, bro. Love watching you.
Likewise.
Holy shit as well, bro. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, man.
Hey, keep balling. Keep playing. Yes, sir.
Much respect, big dog.
For sure. Yes, sir. Keep on.
Huh? You almost got a record on us, huh?
Bro, if he'd have gave me one more.
Now, here's the thing. Case Keenum and they were teammates.
Way back when.
Myles Garrett and Case Keenum were teammates in, 2021? And we were thinking that Case Keenum might get into the game in the fourth quarter. I think he probably should have been in the game.
Starting to warm up a little bit.
Yeah. And it looks like they had cooked up the Michael Strahan, Brett Favre deal between them. Get that record.
I wonder if Gaston.
Man. I'm so pumped for you, man.
Appreciate it, bro.
Yeah. I told these boys, man. I told them about our deal we made. I was about to give you three in the first quarter.
Think Gaston would have been mad at him, too?
Yep. But I'm think
a sack back, dude. Yeah, right.
I think Miles is going to blow through that record.
It's
so
looking that way.
It doesn't seem to matter.
It's incredible.
And then to further illustrate my point that Myles Garrett will be a Bear soon, this is Myles Garrett hanging out with Caleb after the game.
Oh, I couldn't let you get it on me, man.
I just needed one more.
Hey, can I get this from you by chance?
Well, you got it, bro.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're a legend, hell of a player. Keep going, bro.
Appreciate you. Hey, get that 3,000, bro.
We'll do.
Good luck to you.
4,000, because Caleb's already over 3,000. But I appreciate the sentiment of Myles Garrett. And, I mean, look at him pumping up his future quarterback.
Is this a Giannis scenario now? Is that what this is going to turn into?
No, the Bears might actually make a phone call.
Will Luke Kennel's open up another Avli for Myles Garrett? If he doesn't like Cleveland. It, he should, and he will.
So Miles is big into, Japanese culture, right? So Lou has got to open up a Japanese restaurant to get Myles Garrett to Chicago.
Mm.
Whatever it takes.
Lou does Greek. That's where Lou's at.
I bet Lou knows a couple of Japanese chefs that can make it happen, though.
He probably does.
Whatever it takes. Does. That's what Captain America said.
If it would benefit Chicago, Lou would do it. I'm confident he'd do it.
I do like seeing those interactions. Is there anybody
What if OZ would have just gotten to Myles Garrett before that? OZ was like, Alameda as a kid's like, hey, but he's looking way up at, hey, Miles, can I get your jersey too? And then Miles is like, oh, yeah, sure. And then Caleb asked him 5 seconds later.
Nah, you got to be, what's protocol? You were a player, but this was before the guys weren't
the
really doing that.
The jersey swap wasn't really a thing yet in the early 2000s. Yeah, it might have been more of a change some gloves or whatever, but to stand, if it wasn't frigid, Miles probably would have just ripped it off and been shirtless walking in the locker room and just giving it to Caleb right there, but it's 0 degrees, so I'm sure the exchange
I'll get it cleaned up later. And it'll be sent to you,
right?
Or we can take pictures after we both shower, all that stuff.
Yeah,
that is probably the way that it goes.
Yeah, but a lot of times you get to pose afterwards, both guys are there, the jersey's off, and they're kind of both holding them, and then you get the swap in the moment, or it can happen later on after, to your point.
And you should send one to Tom Brady. Send the Hawkeyes jersey to him and say, hey, just whenever you're ready, just swap it out with me.
How about Drew Brees sending you a Boilermakers jersey?
I haven't even looked. Who's calling the game on television Saturday night? Is it the A-Crew?
Tom Brady.
Okay.
The A-Crew.
Should I see if I can get him on the show this week?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Big Ant. Yes. Right. That is it.
I've been trying. He hasn't been returning my calls.
That is a thing that should happen. Yes.
While you're at it, see if he'll come out on Friday.
Just get Tommy at the Brat Stop.
Tom, would you like
I don't
to
know if they
the
have
Brat
much
Stop?
On the Brat
with
Stop
the $10,000 coat.
Yeah, I don't know if Tommy's going to be willing to consume what they have at the Brat Stop.
I want that jacket. I want that jacket he had on last time.
I haven't checked the weather. Do you think he might need to wear it again Saturday?
No, it'll be 40 degrees and kind of rainy.
Oh, okay.
You don't want to wear that nice leather jacket in the rain.
Yeah.
You might want to go full parka this time.
It might be adamantium leather, though. Maybe it withstands the rain really well.
All I know is I was like, ooh. And I'm not even a leather jacket dude. I was like, that looks expensive. I would like to wear that. You know what we could ask about the jersey swap thing?
Ooh.
Matt Forte, end of his career, there was probably a little bit more
maybe
of that.
Starting to pick up a little bit.
Yeah, and we can talk to him about the incredible Bears run game that continues to pancake people, to cut block people, to seal off people, and just annoy defenders. We'll talk with Matt Forte about that. The Bears being in first place in the NFC North and second place in the NFC. Don't go anywhere. Big Ant is in for Spiegs. It's the Spiegel and Holmes show here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.